VPR has results of a new poll that surveyed Vermonters on how they're dealing practically and emotionally with the effects of the global COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second of three election year polls from VPR and Vermont PBS. We wanted to find out how Vermonters feel about issues like race, policing, economic anxiety, and more in this historic moment. Results of the poll will be officially released today. And for a preview, we're checking in with VPR's managing editor of news, Mark Davis. Hi, Mark.
Morning, Mitch.
So this poll, it's not a horse race poll. It is an election year, but it's all about Vermonters' views on the pandemic and race and things of that nature. So let's start with the pandemic. What did we learn from the poll?
Well, we learned a ton, but one of the questions we asked people was, to what extent are you concerned about out-of-staters coming to Vermont and spreading the virus? Seems to be a very common topic of conversation these days.
Mm-hmm.
The answer was interesting. 77% of people said they were either very concerned or somewhat concerned about people coming here from out of state, and only 7% said they weren't concerned at all. Now, that number may play into another interesting response that we got. We asked people their thoughts on both the K-12 and college systems reopening. And we had sort of some divergent views there. A majority of people supported reopening K-12 schools. However, most were opposed to reopening the colleges. It was 44 in favor, 50 opposed to reopening the schools. And so I think, again, you might see that as concern, again, about kids coming from out of state back into Vermont this time.
And Mark, these were open-ended questions, right? When the question was given, are you concerned or somewhat concerned, people were not encouraged to elaborate on those answers or just give concerned, very concerned, somewhat, et cetera.
Correct. Yeah, they were given several choices. It wasn't a yes, no. We had some variation in there, but there was not a lot of elaboration either.
Okay. What did we learn about issues of race in the state of Vermont?
So one of the questions we asked was focused on law enforcement for obvious reasons. We asked whether people thought that Vermont law enforcement engaged in racial bias. And it was actually fairly evenly split between people who think it happens with some frequency and those who think that police rarely or never engage in racial bias. There's a pretty even divide there. We also asked people, to what extent is racism itself a problem in Vermont? A fairly big picture question. A majority, 59% of people, said it's a big problem or somewhat of a problem. But there were 40% of people who said somewhat of a problem or not really a problem at all. So again, we see concern that there is racial bias in Vermont, but it's not a huge majority. However, we see this really interesting disconnect in a state where 59% of people are saying racial issues are a problem. We ask people, what about your individual community? Is your individual community a welcoming place for diversity? 81% of people said, yes, our community is a welcoming place for racial diversity.
Wow.
It seems as if perhaps people have a higher opinion of their individual community than the state as a whole. Now, I think that has sort of all sorts of implications when we think about how we view our state, how we view our communities.
So interesting. And I know this is not a political poll, Mark, but we did ask about how people think Governor Phil Scott is handling a couple of these issues. And what did we learn from those questions concerning Governor Phil Scott?
Right. So we didn't ask a straight approval rating question, which you would usually see, but we did ask about approval rating for Governor Scott's handling of the pandemic and race. No surprise here. He is quite popular, especially when it comes to the pandemic. We had 83% of people approved of the governor's handling of the pandemic versus only 12% who didn't. He was less popular on the race issues. However, still, his numbers are strong. 66% of people approved of his handling of racial issues versus 17% opposed. But one of the really interesting wrinkles of this poll is that it actually was in the field right as the governor issued his mask mandate. So we have numbers before mandate and after mandate, and this leads to what I think is maybe the most astounding number in this entire poll. 96% of people approved of the governor's handling of the pandemic pre-mandate. 96%. I'm not sure we could get 96% of Vermonters to agree that the sky is blue. And then when you remember that this poll has a 4% margin of error, that means that pre-mask mandate 100% approval of pandemic handling is in play here.
That's amazing.
Don't know how much more I can say about that. The approval comes down a little bit post-mask mandate. It was 96 before. It came down to 84 afterwards. And it's interesting to note there that that loss is attributable almost entirely to Republicans. Democrats and independents largely stuck with him post-mandate, but he lost some support from Republicans after implementing that.
I mean, those are still numbers that any politician around the country would beg for. That is really quite astounding. Where can people learn more about the poll, Mark?
So we're going to have stories on air and on the website all week. Vermont Edition is going to be tackling it today. Our friends at PBS are going to devote a good portion of Vermont This Week on Friday to talking about the poll. I'm actually happen to be hosting that episode, so apologies to Vermonters in advance for that.
It's going to be great.
But maybe more interestingly, we're making the entire poll available online at our website, vpr.org, for everyone to go check out. There's way more there than we can possibly capture in a week's worth of stories. And I got to say, you know, if your dinner table is anything like mine, Mitch, these issues are pretty much all we've been able to talk about for the past couple months. And sort of having these results these past few days, I've been talking it over a lot more with my family, and it just is it's so insightful to how we're living right now in this just incredibly historic and trying moment.
So much to parse over. Thank you so much, VPR's Managing Editor of News, Mark Davis. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mitch.